Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the William Shatner, who is coming to AwesomeCon here in D.C. at the Washington Convention Center May 29th and 30th. Thanks for coming on WTOP.
Well, it's a pleasure. I mean, you're the number one radio station in D.C.
And how did you know that? I mean, everyone here knows it.
It says it on this piece of paper that's looking at me here.
It's the truth, I assure you.
Well, I'm glad to be not only with you, but on the number one radio station. So, as you say, I'll be there on Friday, May 29th, Saturday, May 30th, at the Washington Convention Center. And AwesomeCon, it should be awesome. And people have fun at these conventions, and I suggest your listening audience, come on down and enjoy yourself.
Have you ever done AwesomeCon before, or is this your first time?
No, I haven't, and I'm looking forward to it. Washington is one of the great cities. I've been there several times sightseeing or one thing or another, but this will be on stage, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what can we expect? You'll be on stage. Will you be doing sort of a routine? Will there be autograph sessions,
no.
Or how does that...
routine. Right. My stand-up.
Hey, man, if anyone can do it, you can.
autographs, pictures, and then I get up on stage and I talk to the audience and we have a great time. And the maybe the purest form of enjoyment I get out of going to a Comic-Con is the time I spend on stage with the audience. We connect and they tell me what they want to hear, and I tell them what I want them to hear, and we have a time together.
Exactly. I mean, you do similar events every year, but this year will probably be a little bit extra special. It's been an emotional, 3 months. You lost your friend Leonard Nimoy about 3 months ago.
It's something to lose a guy you've known 50 years, shared so much time, but not just time, pressured time that was filled with dire consequences of a bad script or an ugly director or something that went wrong, and of course all the good things, the successes, and then all the laughs that Leonard and I shared on stage and at dinners and at home. So it's a real hunk out of your life. A chunk is eliminated out of your life. I have missed him from the moment he left, and will continue to do so.
Absolutely, and in a way, you're lucky to have you guys frozen in time on screen so often.
Well, it's strangely that you should say that. I was someplace this past weekend, and getting up and getting ready in the morning, and somehow I was on a station where they were playing one of the Star Trek movies that J.J. Abrams directed.
Yeah.
And on the screen appeared Leonard, latter-day Leonard. I'd had a line. I'd seen the film before, of course, but I had a line for him in which I said, "You know you're old when you go back in time and you're still old." And it came to mind that I got a big laugh from him on that line as I was watching him frozen in time that morning, Saturday morning. I saw him. It was like a ghostly presence. It must be very strange for friends and relatives of actors who have film on screen, that suddenly they come on screen as a child, maybe as a younger man,
right,
or even as an old man in the last of their years, and suddenly they appear on screen as they were when you last remember them. It's weird.
It's weird, but it's part of the magic and beauty of it, I suppose. You mentioned the new films. Are you happy with the direction it's going, or have you enjoyed watching, Chris Pine, Kirk
yeah,
Al?
He's wonderful. Chris Pine's wonderful. Wonderful actor, wonderful looking guy. J.J., I think, has got a hold of the secret of making Star Trek a popular success. It's a ride. He directs so well in these action sequences, and you go along with the ride, the Star Trek ride, and it's borne out by the fact that his box office far exceeds any of the movies that I was in.
Yeah, well, it's adjusted for inflation. I don't know about all that, but is
inflation both currency and ego, I hope.
Exactly. I don't know if they track it like that. They should. Is it hard to believe for you that, I mean, I guess next year will be 50th anniversary, right?
We're planning things for the 50th anniversary. No, it's unimaginable. A blink of an eye. I looked around, and I was Captain Kirk, and the next time I looked, I wasn't.
You always will be, my friend. Always will be.
Thank you.
What do you guys have? You said you're planning
well,
stuff.
Well, I'm trying to devise a show for the 50th anniversary. So I got lots of talks on that. When I'm ready, I'll call you and let you know.
We'll appreciate the update. You said it went by like a blink in the eye. Can you remember just before? I mean, this is obviously your major career role. Can you remember just before 66? I mean, you were doing Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Twilight Zone and Judgment at Nuremberg with all those big actors frozen in time.
I was doing quite well. I was starring on Broadway and movies. And I was going along. So, yes, I do remember prior. I remember getting a phone call saying, come on and take a look at this pilot that we've made called Star Trek that that NBC didn't buy, but they said recast it. We'd like you to do the role of the captain. And I went to see the pilot, and it was very good. I was enthralled, and I said, yeah, I'll do this.
How do you think all that early work on, you know, Broadway, Shakespeare, and then doing, you know, plays like A Shot in the Dark, and then the TV programs we mentioned, and even Judgment at Nuremberg, how did that help you cut your teeth, and, you know, so you were ready by the time this big career role happened?
Well, I'm Canadian, and I'd been acting all my life in amateur theater in Montreal from a very young age on. And then the college stuff that I did a lot of. And while I was doing the college stuff, I was doing semi-professional theater. And then when I graduated university there, I spent three or four years in Canada doing repertory and stock and festivals. So I was a seasoned theater actor by the dint of all this work long before I came to the United States. So I sharpened my teeth in Canada on doing a play a week just about for 5 years.
They're very sharp teeth at that point. So, I mean, bringing it full circle back to AwesomeCon, which, you know, celebrates pop culture in many, many facets. For even folks that may not even know you as the Star Trek, as hard as it is to believe, everything you do in pop culture seems to turn to gold, whether it's, you know, The Practice or Boston Legal on TV or Tech War novels or Brad Paisley music video or, you know, any number of things. You seem to just kind of bring this, you know, good-natured spirit that makes you kind of a lovable figure no matter what medium. My personal favorite is you with the laughing gas on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How well do you remember that one?
I do, because of Will. Well, you know, it's just something's there, and it sounds like fun, and I'll go have some fun doing it and try and do it well, and if it's for laughs, try and get a laugh. I just sort of blunder around, and I don't know. I don't have a plan. I keep hearing about people who have plans. You know, the upward mobility and downward, and that's a sideways move. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Maybe the plan's already written for you. And you just...
Well, that's the point. I mean, if you think you have control of your life, you're sadly mistaken. That truth doesn't seem to occur to many people until too late.
Absolutely. Well, at least on your near-term plan, we can plan on seeing you at AwesomeCon on May 29th and
30th. So well done, Jason.
Yeah, you like that little segue?
Yeah, I loved it. And I'll be there, and I'll be looking for your listening audience and hoping that we can connect on Friday, May 29th, and Saturday, May 30th.
Absolutely. And, you know, seeing as we are the number one station in D.C., do you mind giving us a little, you know, WTOP, The Final Frontier?
This is WTOP FM, The Final Frontier.